The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Mick McCarthy's second stint in charge of the national team involved far fewer games than his first stint, but he has put them in a position to qualify for Euro 21. So the question is, can Stephen Kenny guide them through the playoffs and beyond? Well, to talk about the new man in charge and what he will bring to a side potentially bursting with youthful potential, I'm joined by Dan McDonald, football correspondent for the Irish Independent. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about Stephen Kenny. First of all, you know, he hasn't got that high-profile Premier League or even Championship experience that one might, in theory, be looking for, or even the Trapattoni-type experience. But when I look at what he's won, I mean, his roll of honour is very long.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Stephen Kenny's been a very successful manager domestically in Ireland and obviously with the under 21 side, but I nearly think in terms of the Irish job, the most relevant thing is probably the amount of European games that he's managed, you know, as a European club manager with Irish clubs. I think he's managed 46 games. He's been to the Europa League group stages with Dundalk in 2016. He nearly brought them to the Champions League. And that's really what got him the job, ultimately. If he just won all those titles at home but had no success in Europe, I don't think he would have been a contender. But it's actually the fact that, you know, he brought a team of players, a team of Irish players, you know, homegrown players, to a pretty high stage in Europe, playing an attractive brand of football and playing against teams like Zenit St. Petersburg, Legia Warsaw, AZ Alkmaar, with international players, different nationalities, styles, you know, ways of playing the game. But I think that's given him an experience that maybe, okay, he hasn't managed in England, but I think maybe in some respects, some of this European experience would be as relevant as any experience you might gain in some of the lower divisions in England for the task of what's coming down the tracks.
So when he goes to an away game somewhere in Europe, he is not going to be intimidated by what he finds. He's been there, done that.
No, I think in terms of the football challenge, you know, and some kind of, he's not going to face a challenge of tactical sophistication that he hasn't faced before. The great unknown is going to be the profile and the scrutiny and all what comes with the job in that respect. And there is no denying that is an unknown. That's uncharted territory. With Dundalk, everything he did was a pleasant surprise. Expectation would have been quite low. Similarly with Derry City, where he had a great run back in the day as well too. It's obviously slightly different as we know now. As Ireland manager, everyone in the country will have an opinion on what he does. Whether he does well or not, he'll have people who are critics. And that is... that's the different thing now. It's that all the eyes are on him from the start, as opposed to being a sort of a charming underdog story. And there's no doubt that it's that aspect of the job which is new. But this suggestion maybe that the football end of the job, the actual meat and drink of preparing for the games and preparing to face opponents of a certain quality, that to me isn't really a concern. It's more the scrutiny and the profile side of things.
Now, what about the business of approaching managers of Premiership or Championship clubs and, you know, looking for the players to be available for friendlies when the managers of the club say, oh, my boy got a bit of a knock last Saturday, he won't be travelling for the international. You know, he doesn't have those relationships that, and even the force of personality that someone like a Mick McCarthy or a Roy Keane might have had.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, it is true. He's not necessarily going to be on first name terms or sort of, you know, sort of matey terms with maybe a lot of those managers. But you would hope that wouldn't be a concern. I mean, we're not exactly dealing with an Irish squad that's sort of, you know, at the, you know, fighting for Premier League honours at the top of the game. And you would hope that international football is important enough in all the players' lives that their managers would be aware of that. And as a consequence, you know, there wouldn't be any issues. But I am sure part of the job across even the next 6 months might be to try and establish some relations with the important people. It's also worth pointing out that he does have Keith Andrews and Damien Duff as his assistants, both of whom, you know, would have you know, played at the Premier League level, at international level. You know, Keith Andrews is very established pundit, Damien Duff, a very recognisable name. So if there was any introductions needed, you would assume that could be managed. But I think Stephen Kenny has a force of personality in his own way, and he is still the Ireland manager. So that gets you through to speak to people when you need to. But I take the point, but that to me wouldn't necessarily be a massive concern when it comes to this group.
Now, he's taking over at an unfortunate time. I mean, he probably would have preferred to have the qualification for Euro 2020 done and dusted and he start afresh. That's not the way it has happened, as we all know, because of COVID-19, coronavirus and all the rest. So the expectations for him in the playoffs, it's going to be tough one way or the other.
Yeah, I think it was going to be tough for Mick McCarthy too. I mean, like it's all very strange, this arrangement. I mean, Ireland are actually in the playoffs because of their results under Martin O'Neill, bizarrely, rather than their results under Mick McCarthy, because they got in the playoffs because of the Nations League, which was Martin O'Neill's last games in the job. So in a bizarre way, you know, Mick McCarthy didn't really bring them to the playoffs, and qualification for the Euros has turned out to be very fragmented. In terms of the expectation around the playoffs, I think what's key is when the games take place. I think maybe we were always under the working under the presumption that when international football resumes after this COVID-19 crisis, and we don't know when that's going to be yet, that the playoffs would be the first games. We're now thinking perhaps that they won't be. So it could be in November. Stephen Kenny could have had 3, 4, 5 games in the job by that stage. So he will know the players a bit more, have a bit more awareness. And I guess as a consequence of that, maybe expectations may have grown if he started well. Now, I know Stephen Kenny's mindset would be to be positive. I think he would fancy a crack at it, even if it was the first games. But I think if he has got a bit of time with the players, that in itself will build a bit more expectation. Whereas if it turns out to be the first game, I would agree it would be unfair to expect too much too soon after just 3-4 days with a new group. And you don't just have to win one game, you have to win 2 away from home in the space of a couple of days, which for any Ireland manager at any Ireland time is a different, difficult thing to do, never mind a new one.
Now, the expectation is, rightly or wrongly, that because of his success as under 21 manager, that we're going to see a flood of young players coming in. And we all know the names of the people who are making waves in England. Do you think that's going to be the case, that suddenly you might have maybe 5 or 6 players who haven't been regulars, who've got the odd cap, that suddenly that will become the new Irish team?
It's hard to know. I mean, It's an interesting one with Stephen Kenny. I mean, Stephen Kenny managed the under 21 team for the last year or so, but prior to that, all his senior career management has been with senior players. He's not someone who's had a reputation at his club teams of just blooding young players for the sake of it. But he would have a reputation for, encouraging maybe creative attacking players. And it just so happens that we have quite a lot of good young players who fit that profile at the moment. But I think he'll be more pragmatic at first. I don't think he's going to come in and suddenly rip up things completely, send out a load of players to exile and bring in a number of players. But I think gradually over time, because there is such a good generation coming through, I think you will see them steadily brought in. But if these players haven't gained a huge amount of first-team experience with their clubs, I don't think he's going to over-promote them just for the sake of for cosmetic reasons or to give an element of freshness. I think if he believes they're ready, that he will. And I think that some of them probably are. So you will see some coming in initially, but I'm not sure if it's going to be a new wave all coming through at once in one game.
Now, last question, Dan, is really how much time will we all give Stephen Kenny? Because just the way of things these days, people are impatient. They want to see results. They want to see results now.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And I mean, this is, if people can see progress and the games are entertaining, which is something that we haven't necessarily had over the course of a decade, there will be more leeway given if results don't necessarily click straight away. Now, The Euros playoffs are a bit of a free shot, but the World Cup is his campaign. And there probably has to be an understanding that only 13 European teams qualify for a World Cup from Europe versus 24 teams for a Euros. So it's twice as hard, basically, to qualify for a World Cup. So if Ireland don't qualify, I think people will be understanding of that once they can see tangible signs of progress on the pitch. Now, if it's turgid and it's hard to watch and Ireland don't qualify, then patience will be limited. But if there's evidence that things are going in the right direction, you would think and hope that he would get the time, because you don't bring in a manager to change the style and give up after one campaign. So I think performances will matter as well as results if they do miss out on that.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the kind of scrutiny and the kind of commentary. I'll bring you one and get your reaction to it. Stephen Kenny being successful, are you having a laugh, Pat? Not a hope. He was successful in the 42nd rated league in the world with one of only two professional teams in that league. He had one go at a bigger league in Scotland and failed miserably.
Yeah, I just think that's a ludicrous line of criticism, really. I mean, he was a manager of Dunfermline in 2007. It's 13 years ago. And, you know, he started off as a very young manager, and managers make mistakes. And I think he recognised mistakes he made in terms of staffing and players and not necessarily starting with the clean slate he should have. And he's adopted those mistakes. And to talk about someone coming from the League of Ireland, Michael O'Neill has been Northern Ireland's most successful manager in recent times. And he went straight from Shamrock Rovers into the Northern Ireland job and had no problem. So I just don't buy that as a line of criticism. I'm not saying it's going to work, but you cannot judge someone before they start on the basis of selective application of their CV, because very few managers who've managed for a long time don't have failures of some description on their CV.
Dan McDonald, football correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much.